Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is an independent financial advisor, and he's been teaching us about business for almost 15 years now. He's our good friend Sam Norwood. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. Sam, it's very interesting to me right now the way the U.S. economy is looking for 2015. It kind of reminds me of about a decade ago, maybe a little bit more, when the rest of the world, back in the late 90s, early 2000s, when the rest of the world was really having a tough time, and if it wasn't for the U.S. economy, the U.S. consumer especially, the world would have probably gone into a global recession. Well, it's starting to feel a little bit like that right now, where the U.S. some of the indicators, we're going to talk about oil, we're going to talk about dollar, the value of the dollar today during your visit. Some of those things seem to be creating that same kind of scenario. What do you think?
Yeah, we look around and see our neighbors and think, oh my gosh, look at them. Europe is really weak and seems to be getting weaker, and Japan and Russia, and of course, how much commerce do we do with Russia? Not too much. China's a little slower and stuff, and we go, well, that will. How's that going to affect us? And the answer is, we're the engine of the rest of the world.
We have been for a long time.
By far.
And have been for a long time.
Yeah, and so although and when we look at the stock market, that's not because we're in bad shape. It's because people are nervous.
That's
so
right.
Nervousness does not affect our own small businesses necessarily. It just means that Wall Street's nervous, and so that's their nervousness, not ours. I think our economy is in great shape, and it's continuing to be in great shape. I'm not so worried about us, even though our neighbors are looking a little peakety.
Well, I'm not going to say that our economy is in great shape. I don't mean to. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to pick at your words, but I think
it doesn't feel like it.
I think compared to where it was and compared to other countries, it is. But I don't necessarily like the numbers of the U.S. economy, but I do. I am starting to like the trend a little bit. And one of the things that I think is that you want to talk about today, and I think we agree on, that is really going to be a major driver of the economy in 2015 is the new price of oil. The oil now has crossed below $50 a barrel.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? That's good. That should be good news for us.
It's good. It is good news
about it. But that's good news. The oil has gone from over $100 a barrel down to $50 a barrel. That's a half in just half a year. That's huge, and it goes more than just what we pay for a tank of gas. Everything that's produced
it
requires energy. Everything that's delivered to our stores requires energy, and that effect is going to trickle through everything that we buy. So
and when you've got inflation, a consumer economy like America does, that goes right to the consumer's pocket. So there's no place in the world that a drop in oil price benefits more than the United States.
Exactly. Well, and you know, I was looking it's good news for everybody except those in the oil business,
right?
The oil support business,
right? Or big exporters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so so I looked up employment in how big is employment in the oil business. Well, it's about 600,000 jobs,
mm-hmm.
Roughly 100,000 jobs in the U.S. for for drilling, 200,000 for extraction of oil, and 300,000 people are employed in support. Well, that's
right.
600,000 jobs. That's important. But in the context of 200 million employed people, it's a trickle.
Right. Well, and also those industries were doing great when the rest of us were having a tough time.
Yeah.
So it's just a cycle. I mean, everybody, every industry, every business has its own cycle, ups and downs, and this is one of those counter-cyclical things when all prices are good for consumers, they're not going to be good for the oil industry.
Well, that's good.
That's
yep.
the way it is.
Every dog
but,
has his day.
So the thing, so small business owners, or I predicted, I don't know what Sam thinks, but I predicted that oil was going to stay below $70 a barrel the rest of this year. So budget accordingly with your expenses and your sales. 20 Tail, right back with Sam Norwood. Stay with us.
You're married music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.